Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. I'm also the pastor here at Eastview Baptist Church, and today I'm giving this nugget from the study at the church, and so it's so good to see you. Be sure to check us out, by the way, at hisvision.org, and it's so great to have you on this nugget each and every day, and I thank you for all those that do support this ministry by listening to or watching these daily nuggets. So today, let me say this. You know, their end is destruction, and when I think about this, every road leads somewhere. And so the Apostle Paul, with tears, by the way, in his eyes, he did warn the Philippians simply that some were walking a path that would end in destruction. And so today we're going to be going and talking about what it means to simply be an enemy of the cross and how you and I can make sure that we're walking the road that leads to life and not to loss. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. The Bible says, "For many of whom I have told you often and now tell that you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame and mind in earthly things." And so we read this here in Philippians in chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. And as we read this, let me say this. When Paul wrote the Philippians here, the Philippian believers, he did so with a broken heart. And he said, "I tell you, even weeping." And so, friend, because some who claimed to be followers of Christ during this time, they were living as enemies of the cross. And so they were not just simply weak or weak believers stumbling along the way. To be honest with you, they were people whose lives were marked by selfish appetites, by worldly pursuits, and even shameful patterns of life. And so Paul here didn't just soften the truth as we read here. Their end is destruction on, it says. And this is a sobering passage, and I think it forces us to take an honest look at the path that we're walking. You know, every path leads somewhere. A life lived for Christ leads to eternal joy. A life that is lived for self, it leads to eternal loss. And so inside the church, this warning here is crucial, I believe. And so there are always those people who will use religious words, but they'll go and they'll deny the power of the cross in all their lifestyle. They may seek a platform. They may even go and pursue a personal gain or even stir division, but their focus is always earthly. And so here Paul describes them as those whose God is their belly. And that's meaning they're driven by the cravings, whether for food, for money, for power, for recognition. The tragedy is they glory in the things that they should be ashamed of. And instead of pointing really to people, to the Lord Jesus Christ, what happens is they pull people toward the world. But this warning here also applies outside of the church. And I always want to make sure you understand that. It can apply to the workplace. It can apply to communities and even families. You know, we meet people whose lives are guided by all these earthly things rather than really the eternal truth. And so their influence may be looking for successful, a season of success, chasing wealth, cutting corners, or even living without accountability. But Paul here is reminding us that the end of the road is destruction. You know, friends, sin always promises satisfaction, but it always leaves devastation in its wake. You know, for us, the challenge is simply twofold. First, friend, we must guard our own hearts. The question is, are we walking as friends of the cross or as enemies of it? And we've got to ask that. Are our desire and our decisions shaped, are they shaped by eternity or by earthly cravings? So those are questions we've got to ask. Second, we must be discerning about the voices and also about the examples that we follow. Listen, I want to say this. Not everyone who speaks with confidence or even appear successful is walking. They may not be on the right road. And so Paul's tears, I think, reminds us of following the wrong example, that it can lead to ruin. And so yet here is the hope in the verses that we've read today. And it follows, Paul lifts our eyes heavenward. And so he's reminding us of our true citizenship, that it's in heaven. And you know, we eagerly await the Savior, by the way, who transforms our bodies, and he also makes us like himself. And so we read that in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 here. Listen, destruction is the end for those who reject the cross, but glory is the destiny of those who embrace it. And so today, my friend, let this passage stir you to examine your path. What is that? Guard your heart, Lord, and keep your eyes focused on Christ. Listen, the road that you choose determines the destination on your reach. Let me pray for you today. Lord, keep our hearts from the pull of earthly things. Lord, guard us from becoming an enemy of the cross through selfish desires. Lord, help us to walk faithfully with our eyes fixed on you and you alone, knowing that our true citizenship is in heaven. Lord, let our lives point others toward eternal hope, not eternal destruction. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Friend, I want to encourage you to take God's word here in Philippians, and I want you to take his word and just really focus here on these passages and live for the Lord. And I thank you so much for joining. Stay in the Word of God. Let me encourage you for that. And also, let me encourage you to pray day in and day out. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We will see you, Lord willing, again on Friday. Have a blessed day.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.